Hi, welcome to a festive update on a great pantomime to enjoy. Maybe there's one near you to check out. I checked out Dick Whittington at Oxford's Playhouse. The themes involved are really contemporary, so I think there's a show here for traditional panto lovers and also people who are familiar with contemporary theatre. It's 2 hours long, and the ideas of giving to people beyond your means and not just getting rich just for the sake of it, that really clinks in right at the end, is really reflected by the fact there was a chap living in a tent on the street just opposite the theatre when we went in, and it's kind of brings home just the need for generosity. But of course, this is an all-round fun-packed show with sweets flung out to the kids by the wonderful dame Paul Barnhill, and the singing involved just makes the hair on the back of my arm just stand up. There's an amazing sort of a cappella type version of Les Miserables just coming into the interval where the roof literally shakes of the theatre, and you could be forgiven for thinking that you're at the Barbican hearing it sung. The real crowd pleaser that the kids just absolutely adored is the cat. Dick Whittington's cat, Alessandra Babalola, plays this with such confidence, elan, and his skill at dancing, breakdancing, and connecting with the audience. There was a group of Polish teenagers in the front row who I don't think had really seen pantomime before, perhaps didn't quite understand what they were in for, and they just or won over 100% and connected so much with the cat and this outgoing personality that could reach every part of the 600-seater theatre. The set is based around a fire pole whereby the amazingly talented fairy can enter and protect this Christmas present that only the cat should be in charge of. So magic abounds, so much so that we are taken off to Timbuk 3, which, as the Lord Mayor says, is on its way to London. There's a great reference, of course, to all roads leading to London. But unfortunately, when Dick gets there, life's a little bit more complicated. And this does bring into this whole story this idea of, can you really leave wherever you are born? But in the story, obviously, sometimes you have to in order to achieve your goals. But here the cast go on a boat to Timbuk 3, where they meet Queen Zigazig-Ah, and there's an amazing Spice Girl medley. So if you can't afford £300 to get yourself a nice seat to see the Spice Girls, then this is by no means a second-rate choice. You can have all of the songs here. And the backing dancers are amazing. They really bring it to life. And I think the crowd-stealing moment is the King Rat, Max Olesko, when he sings a version of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. And it's just, it's really witty, but also incredibly contemporary. And the lyrics by Bobby Gould really bring that home. So what else can you expect? A surprise visit from Doctor Who, perhaps, that saves the day and rescues them. So it's lots of magic. But again, some strong messages about women's rights too. At the end is the mayoral election. And in real terms, Dick Whittington, Richard Whittington in the 1400s, was mayor of London 4 times. But does he get to be the Mayor of London in the plot? You'll have to go and find out. But it is mentioned that not all of the audience would have been allowed to vote because women didn't get their vote until the 1900s. So a bit of a wait there. And also landowners were the ones who tended to get the vote. So there's an awful lot to enjoy on lots of different levels at the Oxford Playhouse Dick Whittington pantomime. I'm going back to see it again. I loved it. I think you can see pantomime before Christmas, after Christmas, during Christmas, and it's just a great way to get into the festive season. And for a lot of the children that were there, it's their first example of theatre. And I think the dame, with his amazing voice, Paul Barnhill, did an amazing job of just making all of the plot, all of the connections, the slapstick, be really friendly to the children so that they're going to be lifelong theatre lovers, which is a marvellous thing to keep the theatres alive. So do support whichever pantomime is near you, because don't let it be the dying art. It's important. It's part of our culture. It goes back even beyond the Italian masque productions. It really is its own form of art. Whatever you think of it, enjoy. Do subscribe if you've enjoyed listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. And whatever you're up to, have a great week ahead. Here's to you.